24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it
locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google Page 1? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, the violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secrets to success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to success in business, music, and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. That's LadyZhe. Please pull out your phones, and if you're listening to this on the Bashani Radio app, you can actually switch windows without stopping the sound and go to Instagram, open it up, and just type in LadyZhe and click that follow. Thank you so much for listening. My next guest is a phenomenal interior designer. She earned her degree from Los Angeles Fashion Institute of Design and Manufacturing, FIDM, excuse me. And she has worked as an assistant to the president and designer of Bosman & Co., a premier furniture manufacturer. And in 2002, she took a leap of faith and opened up her own design firm and has been truly enjoying her journey as an interior designer. And so she manages numerous interior design projects, and she's also an interior design instructor. She's taught at Citrus College in Glendora, University of California at Riverside, Mount St. Antonio College in Walnut, and her work has also been featured in some pretty amazing publications such as Arts and Crafts Home Magazine. Her work has been featured in Arts and Crafts Home Magazine, Arroyo, La Cañada Home and Fabulous Floors Magazine, and, you know, she is very versatile. And she's also been president of the Pasadena chapter of the American Society of Interior Designers. And she's just just so active in all the work, all the thought around interior design and specifically color. I would like to present to some and introduce to others Jeanette Chasworth, the Color Whisperer, who's going to be sharing with us the power of color today. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing phenomenal. I'm so glad you had time to come on to the Jazz and Tech Lounge and talk about the power of color. So what drew you to interior and design?
I've always loved interior design. I didn't really know it. My mother, she used to change the house around all the time. Her feeling was she would go out of the house feet first. And since most people moved house every 7 years, she thought it was normal to move the house around every 7 weeks. So we were constantly moving furniture around. She had had polio when she was young, and so she would move the house around to fit, to change our behavior in the home so that she wouldn't be tripping over things. But we peeled wallpaper, we painted, we were constantly changing things. It was kind of like the Winchester house. There was always a project in motion.
The Winchester house, wow. It was like that.
It wasn't that bad. But
you guys didn't have any hauntings or anything like that?
No.
The third.
No. But we're constantly changing things. And I went to, my first degree was in literature because I love sociology, history, and psychology and character study. And then I went into publishing and I typed a bunch of addresses and there were 8 babies born in my department and I didn't have any. And I realized this was not my future. And so I took a class in interior design at the local community college and I fell head over heels in love.
Oh, wow. There must be a tremendous sense of pride that comes with taking someone's space and transforming it into a place that they absolutely are excited about.
It is such a treat. One of the things I really like to do is there's something called the personality of color, which means that we each have our own unique design blueprint, and the house does too. And it's particular colors, shapes, textures, styles that are a reflection of our essence, our energy, and using those in combination with the house really just makes us stronger. And it's kind of like how you feel in your favorite outfit, like you can take on the world.
Right.
Okay, so imagine if your house could make you feel like that 24/7.
Right.
So it's really empowering. And once I discovered that, I said, I have to put this in my design work. Mm-hmm. And I've changed, you know, the houses, they feel hugged every time somebody walks through the door, because that's what they feel. They just feel this happy.
Right, right.
This happy sense about them. And one of my clients, I just talked to her a few days ago, and I did her job probably 10 years ago. And she says, oh, Jeanette, I'm just so happy in my home. This whole thing that we're going through right now, she barely notices. She says, I'm just so happy in my house.
Right.
You know, it doesn't, she's okay.
Right. So let's talk about the power of color.
Okay.
So, you know, people are spending a lot of time in their bathrooms, kitchens, and bedrooms now. So let's start with the bathroom. Like, what colors are ideal for bringing calm and peace, rejuvenation, pampering? Like, what colors do you find are the best for a bathroom?
Okay, so there's 2 layers to your question. And one is, it's kind of a psychology of color. What colors are more calming? But then there's an individual level to that as well. So the best calming color for me may not be the best calming color for you.
Okay.
Let me give you an example that's real easy. So 2 really important calming colors right now, especially, are blue and green. Blue is a very calming color, and it actually helps. It makes you forget the passage of time, and it also actually helps retard disease. So if you do go in the hospital, usually you have a blue gown. That's why. it actually helps retard the spread of disease. Green, yeah, isn't that cool?
Wow.
Green is a color to help you deal with emotional change. So there's a lot of people feeling cooped up. They've got cabin fever. Maybe there's some panic. Green is really good to help deal with those emotions. Now, so these are great tools to use in and of themselves, but some people are going to be more attracted to blue and some people are going to be more attracted to green. And a lot of it has to deal with how you handle stress. So there are some people, their lives are very busy and they're constantly changing. And maybe there's a lot of more emotional trauma going on. So the green helps them get through it. Blue people, they tend to need to rest a little bit, withdraw a little bit in order to deal with the stress.
Right.
And I bet if you look in your closet, you already know if you're a blue person or a green person, huh?
I actually have been trying to get away from just having more black. But I have some green pieces and some blue, but I think I have more blue.
Okay. So, and there's going to be times when you're going to go for different ones. I mean, I'm typically am a green person. There's times when I need the blue. I need that place to stop and rest, and I need that extra help of the color to say, you need to slow down.
And yeah, I actually have a fluorescent green scarf that's about this green color. I don't know if you could see it.
About, I can see it.
Yeah, it's like the fluorescent green, and I love it because it makes me feel like bright colors make me feel happy, and I like it lifts my mood. It helps me to just feel energized.
There's a lot of yellow in that green, too, and it's a very bright yellow. That's what's making the fluorescent. And
right.
The yellow, that's exactly what it does. It's going to help boost your mood. It's going to help make you happier.
Yeah. So I really like yellow. And I have this yellow shirt. It got a little stained. I've been trying to get the stains out of it so I can wear it again. So, yeah, I really like my yellow. My yellow and my bright green. So the power of color is really evident. It's really clear to me. And so let's go to, I know I mentioned the bedroom, the bathroom, and the kitchen. Let's go to the kitchen next. What kind of colors, I think, promote, you know, like good digestion and fellowship, and it's also a place where, you know, people could possibly have heated discussions. You know, what colors help to promote harmony in that space?
So a lot of people will use yellow in their kitchen because it's a creative color, it's a social color, and it does make you feel happy. Orange is, you'll see orange in restaurants because it helps make your food taste better, as does red and yellow. So those three colors are going to make your food taste a little bit better.
Now, why does orange make your food taste better?
It's because I don't know, but it does. And when you start putting the warm colors, it just feels cozy. And all of those colors, they help aid digestion. They help you.
Relax.
They make you hungry. They make you relax.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the coffee shops, I don't mean Starbucks. I mean like more like Denny's. But
it's funny you say Denny's because I thought when you said orange promotes digestion, I thought of Denny's.
Right. And a lot of fast food places, you see a lot of orange and red.
Right.
These are high vibration color and color combination, and it's not colors that people want to sit in for a long time. So they're using the colors to make sure you get out quickly. Now, have you been in a Habit?
Oh, like the hamburger place called the Habit? Yeah,
right.
I have. I ate there last year in the fall.
Okay. So it's kind of an upscale fast food place.
Right. Yeah. It's fast casual, as they call it.
Yeah. So they used orange wood. They've got a lot of wood in there, and it's got a lot of orange in the wood. And then they've got trim that's what we call kind of a Chinese red. So it's red, but it's got some orange in it.
Right.
And so they're using the same technique that's been used in fast food for a long time to get you out, but they've done it a little bit classier. So it gives you that upscale fast food feel.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So I'll tell you a couple colors you don't want in your kitchen. How about that?
Okay, tell me. I'm all okay. Here.
So you really don't want green in your kitchen. You don't want a green kitchen because green will actually sour the taste of your food.
Okay.
And if you're on a diet, you don't want any pink. Because, you know, there's the bakery box. And what color is the bakery box?
Pink.
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 And you can't eat just one, can
no,
you?
No, you can't. No pink box.
No pink box. No pink box. Now, right now, there's a lot of people doing white in their kitchens. There's a lot of people doing gray in their kitchen. The white and black is really very prominent as well. I personally love color. I don't really want to work with, you know, doing the all-white kitchen. There are people who love that clean slate, and it's real important to them. I think that people who want a white kitchen, they know that, and you're not going to talk them into color. But where people get stuck is, what color do I really want? And if you're doing white because you don't know what color you want and you're afraid to take a chance, then you need to talk to somebody like me to help you really decide what colors are going to give you a more wonderful experience in there. Because everybody gathers in the kitchen. I don't care if your house is 400 square feet or 40,000 square feet, everybody ends up in the kitchen.
That's where everybody gravitates to. That's the heart of the home.
It is. It's the heart of the home. So the colors need to reflect that. And it's really important that room is a reflection of A, how you live, and B, who you are. One of the trends in kitchens right now is they're making them living room kitchens. So it's not just a place to cook. They're incorporating more of a great room there. So it's a place for the kids to do homework while you're cooking. It's more of a sitting area as well. So
they're revamping the breakfast nook.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. Yeah, we actually have in our kitchen a bar. So people sit at the bar, which is like divides the family room from the kitchen. So, yeah, I definitely could see that. And, you know, we do, a lot of people sit there sometimes doing their work while, you know, someone's cooking.
So right now there's a big trend towards white kitchens. And it's because there's a clean slate. It looks, a lot of people think it looks bigger. It looks cleaner. And it can look bigger, but there's this myth that white makes everything look bigger, and it's really not true. It's how much light gets reflected that makes the room look bigger. So you now, can have colors. Go ahead.
What is the emotional affect of white?
So a lot of times people go for white when they're going through a big life change because they really need a clean slate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And some people just love white. When I get into the personality of color, there are people who need to have a lot of white in their world, and it's really great for them.
Okay.
That's not necessarily everybody.
Right.
But people who need it, it is very fortifying. It makes them feel light. It makes them feel they like the drama of the white. And some of those people, you might even see they do the white and then they'll do a black countertop. They really like the high contrast.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on what feels good to you. You can see this kitchen behind me. This is a kitchen I did. This is something that more would feel good to me. I don't like the super high contrast. I personally prefer the melding of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of colors here, but they just kind of all blend together. That works for this client. I have some other kitchens as well that are not this, but I.
So the kitchen, the picture behind you, So I see, is that like a black sink or a dark brown sink?
It's dark brown.
Okay, so different shades of brown.
Yeah.
So to have brown in the kitchen, like what is the emotional affect of brown?
Brown is a very grounding color. It just helps you feel more attached to the earth. I did this kitchen probably about 10 years ago, so brown was a lot more in than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, brown became very popular for a couple of reasons. One is Starbucks, how big and quickly they grew. Coffee used to be like, you know, just stuff you drank. And then it became this $4 experience, you know?
Right, right.
And after
everything but the kitchen sink in it, coffee has become.
And after 9/11, people wanted to be close to the ground.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why we had that kind of brown and blue, brown and teal thing going on.
Okay.
Something has calmed down. We wanted to be closer to the ground. We wanted to feel that strength of,
right,
of
the security, earth. That groundedness, that connectedness. So what is the trend now with color?
I think we're going to see a lot of changes pretty soon. Gold has been coming in. Gray is on its way out. And gray came in because we had the 2008 recession. And if you heard it once, you heard it 1,000 times. We felt like the ground had been pulled out from underneath of us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's underneath ground is stone, rock. And that's why gray came in.
Right.
Gold was coming in. A lot of yellow was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market was doing better. You know, there was some optimism. What's going to happen after this? It's going to be really interesting because we've been hit hard.
It's been a roller coaster of emotions, to say the least. It's really, you know, for me, it's, you know, in my space, I have a combination of the gray with black, white ceiling. So that's interesting. And I've been feeling those things in my, you know, space. Mm-hmm. But because the hardware stores are deemed essential businesses. So they're staying open. So you can go to a hardware store.
Yes, you can.
So what is what kind of small project, like if somebody wanted to, you know, just get like a little can of paint and do something in, say, either their bedroom or their kitchen or something like that, what would you recommend?
So right now, especially, the biggest impact you can have on your space is changing the color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's relatively easy. You've got nothing else to do, right? So, you know, you've got the closets are clean at this point.
The closet is clean. That was the first thing I attacked. I threw everything out and refigured,
Right? So changing the paint color is huge. Mm-hmm. And that can really give you a different perspective. And this is a chance to go looking at what are the colors that make you really feel alive. I've got my book. It's called What's Color Got to Do With It? It will give you some tips. Ultimately, if you follow your gut and say, what color makes me happy? What color makes me feel safe? Then that's what you go with. Right now, I suspect we're going to be getting a lot of blue and green coming out of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then pink and some kinds of purple are also very relaxing and mm-hmm. very calming.
Now, your book, What's Color Got to Do With It? Mm-hmm. Is it available on Amazon?
Amazon in book form and in Kindle, yes.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, I'm going to go ahead and add it to the SEO Queen Book Club.
Cool.
And I'll put that on the website and I'll definitely make sure I share that information along with this video. Now, what is the thing that excites you about, you know, design, and you have a new project and you're, you know, planning these changes? What is the first step? Like, what is the highlight of the process?
for me, it's all about transformation. There's this creative spark that happens, and I don't have a better analogy than it's like having a baby. You know, I get the idea. I see the client. We find the things they love. We get that spark, and then it gets to grow, and I get to nurture it.
Right, right, right.
When it gets all done, I've created this thing, and I could see it all the way through. But when I step into it, when it's all done, it's like, wow. And it's like, okay, this is of me, but it's not me. Because most of the rooms I do, I wouldn't live in.
Right.
But it's of me. And it takes on its whole life. Mm-hmm. And because of the way I work,
mm-hmm.
it's taking on a new life for the space, but also for my clients. It transforms them. It transforms how they live. It transforms the whole energy in the house.
Right.
And so I call that spark. I call it or creative orgasms. And mm-hmm. I love when that happens because it's just like, oh, I'll show you something here. This was one. This client had these bookcases that were really kind of boring. And she said, Jeanette, what would you change in here? And I said, this. And so we came up with this Tansu chest idea, and
this is what it looked like when?
This is after. This is
okay.
The after.
Yeah, I was about to say, this looks like, I would love this. I wouldn't want to change this.
Yeah, no. This was awesome. And yeah. So it was just, I told her, what if we took the idea of a Tansu chest and blew it out along the whole hallway? And she said yes, and then said, draw me a picture and give me a price.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that creative orgasm where it just like, wow, it explodes.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that. I love the cabinets and the little nooks and crannies and the book. That's nice. I like that.
Here's her kitchen, just to kind of give you an idea.
Oh wow, it's nice.
So. She also, this is one of the houses I would live in. I really do like this.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then just to kind of show you a total opposite. This was a fun room I did.
Is that a bathroom?
It is. I got to get out of the way. There we go.
Oh, okay. They kind of have the stained glass window thing going on.
It did. So this is the house that got into Arts and Crafts Home.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
As well as the bathroom I just showed you.
Uh-huh.
And then
it has almost a gothic, a very muted gothic feel to me.
Well, what you're picking up on is there's a little bit of Victorian. It's not. The gothic typically has high points to it.
Uh-huh.
This is a variation of Craftsman, but
okay.
It's a little bit less austere.
Okay.
So here's kind of a purple Craftsman.
Oh, wow.
And we did the stained glass window to work with her cats that she'd had. That was a special tribute to them.
Aww.
And
so nice.
Then here's all white. So this was the client that wanted a little bit more.
Is this a family with no children? No little children?
they're older.
Yeah, you could really tell because that's not a young family yeah. home with all that white. Unless you're the Kanye and Kim, their house is white.
Well, that's because Kim is one of those people that needs a lot of white, needs a lot of the white and black in the drama. And so does her mom.
Right.
And so that's, of course, they do drama well, don't they?
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
A little too well, maybe.
Right. Kim Kardashian Drama West or Kim Drama Kardashian. It's more Kim Drama Kardashian West. That's what they do. Absolutely.
So those are some, and this is another kitchen I did. This one we just replaced. We did paint and we replaced the countertop and the tile, and This had been a white and black kitchen, and it was cold and austere, and the client, it was not suited for her.
Yeah, it didn't feel inviting, but that looks cozy. That looks really cozy.
And doesn't this look big?
Yes, it does look big. Absolutely.
And it's not all white, but...
Right. And I see you have the screen over there in the dining area.
Yeah. But because the colors reflect a lot of light, it makes it feel bigger. And this room is fun. And this lady needed fun.
Right. It's fun.
So the white to me is not really fun. So anyway.
So you're based in the
Monrovia.
Monrovia.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're more in like that's LA County, right?
San Gabriel Valley. It is LA County. San Gabriel Valley is typically where I do work. I do have some contractors that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
And right now there's a lot. We're all doing stuff virtual right now.
Right.
Our rooms are open. We can pick out tiles and stuff via Zoom like we're doing here.
Right, the hardware stores are still open.
They're still open. I can have samples sent to me. So there's a lot that can be done right now planning wise.
Right.
And right now construction has not been taken down.
Right. Yeah, people are still doing construction because structures still need to be built and people need to be comfortable in their homes. So yeah, absolutely. So how can people reach you?
So the best, easiest way is go to thecolorwhisperer.com. My email is design, DESIGN, at thecolorwhisperer.com. And, you know, phone still really works well. You know.
Well, that's awesome. What's your number that people can reach you by?
626-485-6354.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You have such beautiful work. I'm looking at these homes. They look fabulous. And I know that our listeners can definitely reach out to you and they will not be disappointed because you can help them out tremendously. So do you have any final thoughts that you want to leave with our listeners before we end our time here together?
You know, right now, this really is a time for introspection. We are kind of being forced to step back and to really look at ourselves and what's really important to us.
Right.
And our homes are a big part of that. The relationship we have with our home, it can add to our world and it can support us. And I just really encourage people to take some time now and take this time out to really look at what is important to them and to take a chance on moving their house around, changing things on their home in their home, because it is going to impact how they spend these next few weeks. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be big. Small changes can make a big difference.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that you shared that insight with us. And I've been working so hard lately, but I know I'm going to get some good rest this weekend. But thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the Jazz and Tech Lounge. I really appreciate you. And until next time.
Thank you so much.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.